It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 893.
It's Weekend Banter. What's happening, guys? What's going on? Yes, Lucas, i.e. Whip and Grace are in the building.
G'day, Grace.
What's my i.e.?
You can be... What do you want to be? What's your nickname?
I.e.
What could your nickname be? A.K.A.?
I like GP.
GP? Too close to GB.
Yeah, true. It's very true. Yeah.
What's your middle name, Grace?
Margarite.
Margarite.
Say again.
Margarita.
Margarite. Margarite, mum's name.
Yeah, I like it.
Ah, yeah. And so where...
It's French for Margaret. Yeah.
French for Margaret. Well, Marguerite. As it's
Tommy's
spelled,
blown is away. It, is it's a bit of French. It's a bit fucking exotic. It's a bit exotic.
I've had French patisserie today, and I'm feeling real French right now.
I'm in Paris.
I feel like I'm in Paris. What does IE mean, by the way?
I don't
Great
know
question.
What the actual...
Is it Latin?
Do you know what the difference between IE and EG is?
EG assumed is example.
Example.
And
spelt with E-G, example.
And then there's et cetera as well. But everyone's on edge because we nearly had a blow up. There's a lot of technical issues today. GB had some issues with his microphone. Jess accidentally jumped in halfway through a show that we were doing. And so, but we're all good now. But Jess, have you ever had any blow ups at work? Have you ever... absolutely cracked it at someone?
No, because I would never yell at someone, but I've definitely cracked it at someone.
Mm-hmm. I didn't yell.
For
I
sure.
definitely didn't yell.
She didn't say.
Yeah, I was quite calm. And so, yeah, what did you...
Because I was on edge, I'm not going to lie.
Mm-hmm. Just then.
What?
Just then, you were just on edge. Oh, this communication is... This is fucking hard. This is hard work. This is, if anything, whatever the opposite of banter is what this is. I knew Grace's mum's name's Marguerite, and so as soon I'm like, what the fuck? It's French. Oh, well, I'm like, okay. What smart ass comments are we going to get from Grace's mum? This is a great way of building rapport. So we're all good.
Well. To be honest, I'm fine, guys. Okay. I have no idea about really what's going on. Uh-huh. There is a sensitivity, though, JJ, around tech issues and you. And so if there is ever a blow up, you can sniff out a tech issue within the first. You know, you can smell the soldering iron burning.
Yeah, I just feel hot. And so, Jess, what was there a specific moment? Was it like, can you describe when you've gotten close to a blow up?
I can't even remember what she did. She was just painful sometimes, I think. No, okay. I don't think it was probably just like a combination of multiple things. Okay. I can tell you a time that I got yelled at.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
When I was in events, I was doing an events for a hotel chain, and we went to a wedding expo, and there was a bowl, and everyone could kind of just drop their business cards in, and or whatever it was, like a note that had their name, number, that kind of thing. So couples obviously planning their weddings.
Keys if you're feeling that way inclined.
Exactly. We'll take that offline. Yeah, but. I had this Excel spreadsheet of all these people that were hopefully going to win a two-night stay at our hotel for their wedding, whether it was their honeymoon or whatever. And I just started, like, forwarding emails saying, thanks for coming, thanks for dropping your name in, you haven't won. And then I got to the person that had been selected as the winner, who was about halfway through, said, oh, congratulations, you've won a two-night stay. This is super exciting. Let us know what dates you want to book in. But then I kept forwarding that email to the rest of the people on the Excel spreadsheet.
This is worse for hospitality than COVID. How many free nights did you give out?
I think in the end it was like 12. But the thing is, I've noticed halfway through. I know. And I had to email all of them back and say, yeah, sorry, that was a mistake.
Gotcha.
I accidentally sent you the wrong email.
That was Matt Tilley. Got my bloody email. He gotcha.
That's a prank call. They called.
That
gotcha.
Doesn't need explaining really. It can go over people's heads. But Jess, do you actually have to give out? Like a lot of businesses end up actually valuing what giving out the whatever they've fucked up.
Honouring.
Well, no, because we were honouring a five-star. It was the one I was telling you about, JJ, the other day around the corner. I had PTSD walking past
it.
Oh, my gosh.
What about Grace? Have you ever either yelled at someone or been yelled at whilst working?
No, I've never been yelled at someone.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never yelled at anyone. If I've had to ever talk to someone, it's always been quite nice. Like, oh, mm-hmm. so, you know, just maybe do this a bit differently.
Like with any disasters, anything like that? So you worked at a gym. Yeah. What sort of any nightmares?
If people got charged twice sometimes, that would be an issue.
Mm-hmm.
I've been yelled at by like customers, not by a boss.
Mm-hmm.
One of the first times I was working, I didn't really know the backstory, but someone called up and I just so happened to pick up the phone. And obviously, they'd been having a hard time with something and they just started yelling at me. And then I was just crying at the front desk, just like, I'm so sorry. And then I got off the phone and I was just bawling my eyes out. So,
what did they think? Like, if you hear someone cry on the other end of a phone.
Well, I was trying to keep it in and just had like tears coming down my face. And my boss was like looking at me quiet, like, what's going on? Like, has someone died? Or like, you know? And then I got off the phone. I was like, someone yelled at me.
No,
and then you just get used to it. You get people yelling at you weekly and it was just a part of the job.
Yeah, that's the game.
Which is quite stressful, but it is.
I once saw the guy who was in charge of the personal trainers, kick a guy up the ass as he walked out the gym.
That's not ideal, is it?
It was a bodybuilding gym, a lot of testosterone, a lot of, injectable testosterone that probably got us to that point.
Mm-hmm. But roid rage.
A bit of roid rage.
Mm-hmm.
But it was interesting. I mean, it takes a certain type to yell at someone else. In a staff setting, it's probably happens less these days.
Yeah,
like people are on edge.
Yeah, true. My boss has kicked people out of the gym, and it's been quite like a yelling match in the front foyer, and that was quite stressful as well because you kind of just have to pretend that it's not happening while they're kind of yelling at each other. And yeah, it's who's got more testosterone.
Oh no!
Really?
Definitely.
So Melbourne Cup weekend is coming up pretty soon. We get the Tuesday off. Does Perth have, like, is, for one, Melbourne Cup on the radar for Perth? And if not, what is the Perth equivalent of Melbourne Cup?
It's usually on the radar, but I feel like recently with the kind of saying nup to the cup has...
Is that a slogan, saying nup to the cup?
Yeah, people who, like, boycott the Melbourne Cup say nup to the cup.
Because of the
absolutely
shut up.
I want nothing to do with it.
Seagull's back, guys. it's on people's radars. Like, I feel like because it's just everywhere, like all over the news and stuff. And so usually at like Ascot, which is like our race course, they have races and then also they air the Melbourne Cup there. But we don't have like a public holiday or anything for it. But yeah, it's not really a big thing. Like I remember when I was little, that was the one day that mum would be like, oh, so like we'll put you know, like $2 on horse number 3, which was like obviously because I was born on the 3rd, you know, like lucky numbers kind of thing. But that was it. It wasn't really like a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've never really been that into it. I've never gone to the races.
It was a big thing, like I feel as a growing up, yeah, you'd get all, like everyone would put a couple of bucks on or you have, what is it, the sweepstakes? I could imagine, Jess, your family getting into it in a big way.
Really?
Is that I just imagine like the a summer, was it summer in November? Summer's almost. Day in like a hot day in Bendigo with sort of, you know, music going and the esky out and a whiteboard and people getting pissed off about what horse they got. Is that a fair assumption?
It's not the case. No, unfortunately. No. Because Bendigo has its own cup, so they don't recognise Melbourne Cup. They recognise Bendigo
Cup. Oh, snobs.
The big cup. Wasn't that the cup before the Melbourne Cup?
That was actually older.
There's multiple. Yeah. There's Ballarat, and then everyone has their own cups.
Okay.
Horse racing events, I suppose. Yeah. But no. I mean, Dad's work always does a sweep, and I still get one every year. They'll just pull it out of a hat, and they sign it to me. Haven't won. Come through, you know.
I mean, footy tipping, big media company, maybe we need to do footy tipping in 2021. I've never actually tipped in my life.
Have you
ever
watched
done
a game?
Yeah. Yes.
Richmond. Yeah. Richmond. Games. We went, watch one.
Yeah. No, I know lots kicking in danger.
I also made Josh watch a game.
Yeah. We were, when Grace first moved to Melbourne before lockdowns. That's crazy to think that was the case. But, yeah, we Sevs and Grace came over and we actually got KO just so we could watch the game. It was good.
Bit of footy.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Well, hopefully next year it'll be a bit more normal. Like, it's not not going to just stop, you know, four games in and then. But there's always the person that doesn't watch footy that ends up sort of getting pretty far down the line. Amy's that person at her work. She's coming like third in footy tipping.
Oh, wow.
Doesn't that's give a so shit cool. about. She grew up with rugby, you know, up in Sydney. Yeah.
So, Jess, what do you think? Do you think we should get involved with some sort of footy tipping in the team?
I think it'd be fun. Bit of colleague rivalry would be fun, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, we should be strategic about it, though. I could imagine you would be that person that Tommy should mention. You're like Fremantle, Geelong kind of thing.
No, I think I would. I'd probably. No, I would definitely look into it a little bit. The what's the deal with fantasy?
You've got these odds.
Yeah, definitely. But fantasy football, what's the deal? I could actually imagine you, Grace, getting into fantasy football.
No, my ex-boyfriend was quite into fantasy football.
Like a professional?
They just like sit around talking about it all weekend.
Oh, really?
That's all I ever heard of sometimes.
Just fantasy football.
Like, oh, really? Yeah, it's just there's just a lot involved, and it's always like, oh, who got the most points, and I've got to trade this person, and I don't know if you have the time for that.
Yeah,
it seems like that it's a lot's involved in actually having a good team and doing well. I mean, if you're just doing it for a bit of fun and haha, whatever.
And so the idea is that you get all different players from different teams.
Yeah, and then you create your own team, and every week when there's the games on, you'll see in the stats is like. I think it's AD, so AFL Dream Team or something like that at the end. And they're all the points, and then you get the points. If your player gets 100 points, that goes to your total score. So it's whoever gets like the top score, things like that. And then you can like Tommy's team could play your team and then things like that.
And it's actually taking data from the real people that are playing over the weekend. So it is cool. It is the link through to... The real so if you're watching the game but you're also running this dream team on the side, it makes sense. I've got no interest in doing it personally, but I see how you know
you can get really involved in it. Yeah, and then there's all like the dream team draft and things like that, and it's just a whole lot.
So maybe we can get into it from a baseball perspective. That could be a way of us learning about it. But what's stopping you from just picking the Michael Jordan equivalent of every like just having a dream team? Or is that the point?
I think there's the draft. So the draft is like obviously like the normal draft in the real world. You get like teams pick players or what do they call them? Like the guys coming out from the state leagues or the girls coming out from the state leagues. And so, you can only have certain players or something like that. Like there's not like four Lockie Neals or whatever or four Nat Fifes or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure.
A couple of Western Australian footy player, you know, references there. Nice.
Yeah. Well, Lockie Neal just won the Brownlow, so that's why I kind of brought him up.
So well, they've had the Brownlow. I don't even like.
Yeah, they had it on Sunday night. Sunday night?
And Josh, don't worry. I hadn't even heard of Lockie Neal.
But he won the Brownlow.
And he won the. He's the best player.
He's got Brisbane now, but he used to play for the Dockers. Yeah.
And so, I mean, this is where you miss it for a year and you're completely out of the loop. If you've stopped following a team for a couple of years, The whole team's different to when you used to when you used to watch it.
Which I think is exciting. I mean, I could get into it now and potentially get to a quite a good level quickly.
I mean, you've got to be into it, though. Yeah. How do you actually get into something?
Well, yeah, this is the problem. Like, with the baseball stuff, I feel like, Grace, you're a lot better at, like, knowing the players. And you'll be like, oh, did you see Tucker? Like, what Tucker, like, Tucker's throw or whatever. It's like, to be honest, no.
I don't know the names.
No, but yeah, yeah. Well, also, so you're very good.
I mean, at the moment, I'm not really doing anything with my life. So I'm just watching baseball and knowing their names.
But I think that's good. Like, even me spending time on the weekend, like trying to, I don't take it in as well. Like, there's even points where I'm embarrassed because I get excited about a play and then I realize that it's not the Astros, it's not the team I'm going for because they're always changing.
Yeah.
And it's just very easy. And also they've got their away and home colors.
Kits.
And so you get a bit confused because sometimes Astros will wear like a bright sort of orange, like a deep orange, and then other times they wear gray and then other times the other team's wearing the kit color. It's a lot to take on.
It is a lot.
Jess, are you into anything like that? Like, I reckon I'm quite into UFC. I have a pretty broad knowledge of UFC.
What's your favourite six UFC fighters?
John Jones, number one. Conor McGregor, of course. I like Nate Diaz. He's a real brawler. Mm-hmm. Who else we got? I mean, they're probably top three. Do you just want me to name off?
I just want to just know that you're like...
I know. Jose Aldo is not my favorite, but if you just... Mm-hmm. Nate Diaz, as well as Nick Diaz.
And then one more.
If you just want one more.
Yeah, yeah.
Francis Ngannou.
Yeah, great.
If you're just trying to see if I know six people.
Yes, yeah, I am. But like, cause I don't know if you care that much even.
No, but
like,
I do. I reckon I care more about UFC than you do about baseball.
But that doesn't say much.
Yeah, but I reckon I'm well ahead. Like, I'm always surprised when I actually watch this stuff. I'm like, fuck. I spend hours watching, like, UFC highlight videos, stories they make, amazing vlogs.
Do you think that's, like, your hobby, your passion?
No, it's because I did martial arts when I was younger. I spent quite a bit of time doing kickboxing, Muay Thai. And so when you're seeing... And it's definitely like I've just got this sort of, like, thing that I'm like, if you played footy when you're younger, maybe like club footy pretty hard, you just always got the connection to the sport. And so martial arts is like, yeah, I'm always watching it, I'm always pumped to, you know, see it when it's on. The only thing where I fall flat is I don't pay for it. And so I would go to a pub, which I haven't, like, the last fight I went to was at the local pub, and they've been closed ever since. It was like the
weekend before. Are you a merch guy? Do you have any? I haven't seen you in a UFC t-shirt. Would you wear it?
Nah, I don't think so. Nah.
Why?
Nah. I would wear the Reebok is quite synonymous with UFC. They're one of the main sponsors. I'd wear something of Reebok, the shorts, so you know if you're looking at a pair of UFC, or if you're looking at some Reebok shorts, it reminds me of the UFC. I don't know. It's like it's like Tap Out, that gear. There's like fighting gear. Like Everlast, there's a bunch of brands that connect closely to martial arts. It's really bogan, though, to be rocking Muay Thai shorts that you got from Thailand just to signal that you could do a roundhouse kick to the head.
Sure. You know, that's what I feel like you're welcoming that as well.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think, it does feel like sort of a slight flex. I don't know if baseball has the same sort of... filter, like, you don't have to worry as much. Would that be fair? Would you?
Yeah, maybe not in Australia.
What do you think about the idea of us all having, like, our own baseball team and just having once a week
when I reckon we have it's the as office? Much as me saying, do you want to be into UFC? Like, you should start watching a UFC fight.
No, if you said, can you wear a UFC? How about once a week we all wear a UFC t-shirt or whatever? My point is that I think there could be something fun. Once a week, we all wear baseball jerseys.
I will play baseball.
But you won't wear the uniform. That's why you could never be a professional athlete.
Looking like a tryhard in my Guernsey that I don't even care for. That's the epitome of a try hard.
Well, there's nothing wrong with trying hard in life.
Didn't just want to start. What we could do is maybe do Monday morning whips over a game of baseball in the park and just give the ball at each other. And is that enough for you?
Yeah, that's good. I'll wear the full kit. Outfit. Yeah, the full kit.
Yeah, well,
that's so embarrassing. Wear the mask of the what do you call it? The person? The catcher, just
the
behind.
The padded gear as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I could definitely. That's why I could get into hockey or whatever. I think there is something fun in the clothing, but I understand that. Is there any like, Grace, do you have any, are there any subcultures or things in life where you would be tempted to join in on that subculture just for their fashion?
I don't know, probably not. Okay. I've never thought of this. Sorry. Okay. Not good conversation.
Also, like, so for instance,
like roller skating?
So, Josh,
or
would you? Like,
no,
what would you?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, no, so for me, potentially, yeah. I would get into yachting so that I can wear a crisp white polo and some boat shoes.
Little garments,
blue shorts. Now. And some navy shorts.
Tommy Hilfiger.
Living on the Amalfi Coast so I can wear bikinis all the time linen shirts. And,
you know. Look, in the summer I'm in Porchy, and in the winter I fly over to the Amalfi.
Do you think, TJ?
No, yachting.
I'd get into that subculture.
Yeah, I mean, TJ, what's your, if you were to reinvent yourself from a style perspective, because you don't really, no, I was going to say you don't have style. That's not the right word. You don't have a style. You don't have like a specific.
I never sort of like went, like, I don't dress like a skater. I don't dress like, I don't dress.
You're not a punk.
Stereotypical. Mm-hmm. I just, if anything, I do based on just like what's trending, drop crutch pants or, you know, fucking.
How often are you wearing drop crutch pants?
Right now. I've actually got them on right now. And so
what shoes do you even wear, TJ? I can't remember.
What? Sorry? Which ones?
What kind of shoes do you wear? I can visualize Josh's, but I can't.
Yeah, I've got like a pair of Adidas white.
Netted sort of material, yeah?
Nah, not those ones. I've got two Adidas pairs, JoJo. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I've got the netted ones, which are more like a runner, and the other ones, which are more like a the classic Adidas, but not the classic looking style.
Stands, yeah.
Like, it's the same sort of white leather shoe. But yeah, I mean, other than that, I've always worn like the sports shoes. I'm fucking pissed off. My feet are too fat to fit into Adidas, like the brand new Adidas that actually looks sick.
Well, I had to give you my Nikes because my feet were too fat for them, but they fit you. So if your feet are fat.
Just they're wide?
Yeah, I've got very wide feet.
Wide,
I've got
they're
an E. Like, I have to. I don't know if that means anything to you, but yeah, I have to get the. I can't just even New Balance, Asics. I can't get the normal ones. I need to
get the wides.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
Yeah.
How
right,
many
Jess?
Pairs of shoes have you got, Jess? I reckon you'd be quite his. High.
Yeah.
It's your dirty
How
little
many
secret.
Have you worn in the last week?
Yeah. What are you?
I actually.
What do you got on right now, Jess? Yeah.
I'm barefoot right now.
Sure, that makes sense.
Which is unlike me. I usually wear shoes all the time out there, over there. Just a runners at the moment, but love a loafer.
A loafer? Is that like a Dunlop volley?
Is it? I don't know.
No.
What's a Dunlop volley?
No. Like volleys
slide?
Were like the big sort of the white sort of things, sort of like Vans. What's the phrase loafer? What does that actually mean?
It's just like a black leather shoe, and it has like a little thing that it kind of comes up the top,
slip on
right up. To
they
you.
Slip on
Does it
like
have a
low
like a slip on?
Low heel at the back. They look.
It's like a slide.
Yeah. Look, almost, if you're getting like, in a like fight, slip, yeah. you're not running off in a pair of loafers. They're coming off, and you're going barefoot to leg it. And so
yeah, for sure. I mean, and
all
these
for
boys,
fashion.
Bad boys are Tony Bianco. They're tight.
Oh yeah.
Have you got Blisters. the ones? Like, what's that brand? It could be Gucci, and they've got, like, the fluff at the back.
Yeah,
probably killed
the
four little foxes to get that. It's,
no.
Have you got, do you know what I'm talking about? The loafers that
no,
everyone
is it
wears?
Like a fluff?
Yeah.
Well, it's like mink. What is it? Mink hair?
The front's, like, the black bit, and then the back's the fluffy bit coming out. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, real obnoxious, but a statement that you've got a bit of coin to drop on.
It's a huge flex.
Half shoe.
Yeah. I mean,
with a bit of fluff.
Forgot the back end.
Looks like you've fallen into spotlight or something. The Jess, that looks like a new top that you're wearing. It looks great. What? Tell us about the top.
It's really old, actually.
Oh, really?
Really, really
that
old.
That was... Yeah. Did you just take a punt there, JJ? Like,
well, no, so she'd already... Like, so I hadn't seen it before. Jess mentioned the logo. It's just... Yeah, so I took a punt that it was new.
I reckon you could be worth saying everything's sort of been around for a while because you have so many clothes, Jess. Or are you, like... She has so much in her wardrobe. She's got like 5 leather jackets. I mean, not that I've seen you wear one, but actually one I've seen you wear. Mm-hmm. So it's probably safer to say, like, tell me about that old number you're wearing.
Just to clarify, I've got 4, not 5.
Okay, sorry. Sold one on eBay.
And so, Jess, how do you decide what you're going to wear any given day? Like, how do you decide?
At the moment, I've really just been rocking my exercise tops, to be honest, which this is now because it's so old. I've transitioned it from my wardrobe into my exercise cupboard. Mm-hmm. And so I forgot about it. It was right at the bottom and I was like, oh, whipped it out. Thought I'd pop it on. But you asking me about this logo?
Yeah, you can tell us about it. It looks a bit like Reach.
Reach, don't you think?
Yeah, it does.
Or is that Volcom? Is it Volcom? They've got a star too.
I don't know what.
I don't know if it's welcome.
You got so many.
ASOS.
How about like
ASOS?
It's ASOS.
How about hearing like was it Justin Bieber would only wear his undies once? You know,
I wish he
did a Calvin Klein deal, so I'm sure he probably.
Guys,
got.
Can I tell you something funny that's just happened?
Okay,
this guy laughing before. Okay. I got distracted because my mum texted me, and it flashes up on my screen, and it goes. Ha 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 ha! Bridget Jones's moment. So she's obviously listening to the Too Much Tully podcast.
Yeah, explain that because I found that funny when we were recording that.
I'm glad you found it funny, TJ.
I got it, but I was like, I know something's gone down here.
So what? No,
I kind of laughed because I knew you'd be a bit embarrassed, and it was great.
I don't even care. Who doesn't wear, what do you call them, like sucky-in pants?
Girdles.
Or
like
Spanks? Spanx.
What are they called, Grace? Spanx, yeah. Spanx, who doesn't wear that stuff when they're going out?
I would love to get Spanx. Spanx never made it to sort of the guy's wardrobe.
I've got to get some Spanx
wardrobes
for the wedding.
Yeah, it'd be nice. I mean, the problem is that I feel like I would potentially... Spanx would, it's not encouraging me to do like actual, like the healthy work that I need to do to fix my, like, to, you know, fix my fitness.
But it feels good when you're holding yourself in.
Yeah, no, I agree. And so,
100%.
Special and so, occasion. Anyway, so you have, so you've got like big, do you call them big undies?
They're just tight.
Yeah. In my defense, I always wear knickers underneath, like proper, like nice ones. Okay.
Yep.
Uh-huh. I do generally probably wear good knickers out, but like they're covered in like multiple layers of like clothes and Spanx.
Uh-huh.
And so Tully brought up on the show the other day, when you go out, always wear nice underwear because you never know where the night's going to take you. And I said something like, we've all had our Bridget Jones's moments. And Bridget Jones, the movie, obviously she's wearing these like high briefs. They're like kind of
granny
gross
undies type of thing.
Yeah. Granny undies, yeah. And so I don't know about you, Grace, but I have...
Here we go.
For you guys. I'm so sorry. But I have my workout undies and then I have my going out
nice
undies or like
undies.
Work nice ones kind of.
So you put work and nice ones in the same boat.
Cool, as soon as I said that. Just the two different ones, like everyday nice ones and then exercise. Anyway. The reason I said that is because I wear Spanx sometimes when you go out and it's happened, you know, you randomly take someone home and then,
That's not even a, surely it's not even a conversation, is it? It's like, it's not a thing.
Or you're an asshole if you've mentioned,
like,
if you've said it, if you've said, I've had the experience where I've been with somebody and I thought I was in an elderly home. There was, they were beige, they were big, and I didn't say anything. I wouldn't say anything. I haven't really thought about it until now. And at the moment, I'm like,
it did
whatever.
Go through your mind.
It did go through my mind, not as much judgment as I threw it then. And I still know. I'm just being silly. Just being silly.
You thought you were a hero.
I was like, look, I'll do this. Do it.
Yeah, absolutely. I've done a few not. Charity gigs in my time.
Community service signed off.
No. But I saw him. I was like, clearly. And I could tell she was a bit embarrassed. And so at that point, I'm like, you feel the vibe. And so if you don't, if you lent into it, I don't know. This is.
I did.
You so did? Is it a colour thing? So I can just imagine this is not too dissimilar to a stockings. No, is it just like stockings that are extended up to your sort of to your chest, sort of thing, just under your chest? Yeah. How far up are they going?
You can get full body, up to kind of under your rib cage. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that wasn't my incident. My incident was underwear that was obviously
an actual Bridget Jones,
big beige, like baggy. Mm-hmm. I don't know what was happening. Yeah. I was confused.
See, this just validates the whole thing. Like, guys do think about this stuff. Mm.
The thing is, it's not the girdle thing. It's not the But I think that what TJ is describing is the quality of the underwear in the sense of like the sagginess or things like that, which is like you could have the same criticism around someone's T-shirt if it's not ironed. You're like, if it's ironed.
Yeah.
So there's a difference between that and, I don't think there's an issue with a spank type of thing. I mean,
I don't mind the spanks. They're quite practical. It's like, obviously you want them to sort of be.
Have you ever pulled off a spank for someone, TJ? Like, is that part of the undressing process, or do you feel
all my ex-girlfriends have done it? I think when you're with somebody, it's like it makes you don't really give a shit at that point. I've put off some spanks in my day. That's what you're saying, yeah, Amy. I've put off Amy's.
That's the quote. That was.
Spanks in my day.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a good brand integration.
That you need help sometimes.
Yeah, but I think that's like it makes sense. And so that was on the latest episode of Too Much Tully. But Tully wasn't happy with it.
Well, Tully's the opposite.
Her normal, self was like absolutely
she wears
not.
Two. She wears a matching lingerie set when she goes out, which could be seen as overkill, or it could be seen as a good approach. And she loves it.
Primed.
Yeah, she's primed for a bra and shoot.
And more.
Don't know what that
just
means.
Just laughing at the thought of my mum picturing me having the Bridget Jones's moment.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, I love the idea of eventually us having some of our podcasts animated. I think it would be great to have that scene with your audio, like you as an animated character. I think that would be quite funny.
That would be funny. Yeah. Let's look into it.
All right, great. All right.
Oh, good one, guys.
Thanks.
Good
I think one. That was okay. We all feeling better.
I'm good. Are you better?
I feel better.
Are you good?
Yeah you're right?
Yeah, I'm all good.
Yeah, no, he's great. I just have one final question, though.
Yes.
Okay.
This could throw us off.
Last night, grand final.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
How are you feeling, Jess? Are you happy or are
Who's
you sad?
Winning? Who's won? I'm happy because Geelong's obviously won.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah, I can't
they're
believe how much they won.
They're my second
by.
Team, so I'm going
to be crazy.
The Cats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, yeah,
and
I mean,
what's everyone else thinking?
And a nighttime grand final as well.
It first was a good vibe. I ate so much cheese.
Yeah, oh, me dude.
So many beers.
Yeah.
I mean, I was watching the UFC, to be honest. It was. Masvidal was fighting.
I want to get your UFC, at least a sweatband, like just for your wrist or something.
UFC merch. I just want to actually see if there's any good UFC merch. Men's T-shirts. There might be some good shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's all a bit bogan.
Big images or something.
I do actually like Izzy Adesanya. Mm-hmm. Israel Adesanya. I don't think that's how you say his surname.
Jess, did you have a big grand final party last night? Like with your
huge, me, myself, and I. Yeah.
Yeah.
Any Bridget Jones's moments?
Oh, yeah, your family, they could, being in Bendigo, are they able to
Did
do
they
anything?
Have a big, yeah, big yeah. party or anything?
Well, no, because they're still really restricted as well, pretty much. Okay. Like, you can have five people over from another household. So, I don't yeah. think, I don't know if they have five people over.
Yeah. Yeah, more than I mean, that hasn't changed yeah. anything for me. I would have had the week in the same way. But thanks, everyone. Thank you, Grace. Thank you, Jess. Thank you, Tommy. It's the Daily Talk Show. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll see you tomorrow. Have a good one.
See you, guys.